Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Tuesday morning, January the 13th. 2026, 1:13:26, 10 minutes past the hour. I think I had a little deja vu there with the weather report. But you know what? That is so easy to do. Adam is great at what he does as far as the news and weather goes along here and the obit reports and keeping the website up and running. That's an easy mistake. I'm sure he just accidentally put the wrong report in the wrong spot. Adam is a fantastic webmaster. I don't say those things often enough, but the reason we have shows on demand and the reason we stream live and the reason we have good OBIT reports and weather reports and news reports every day is because of Adam. So, you know, nobody's perfect all the time, and God knows neither am I if you listen to this show every morning, but that's what that was with the weather report there, and I'm sure Adam will get that fixed as the day goes along. You know what? What do they say in baseball? Nobody bats 1,000. Is that right? Is it 1,000? I should know better about the baseball. You know, I'm always unsure about stats. I guess I'm more of a in the game type of person. I've never been somebody who paid attention to stats, even though I love baseball. Like, I could not quote you how many home runs somebody had hit or stolen bases or anything like that. I just like the visual nature of what's going on with baseball and the feeling of the game and so on and so forth. But that's a little tangent. Now, I know you want to know what happened at City Council last night with the special meeting and so on and so forth. Now, I do have to be up front with you. For the first time in a long time, I could not make it to City Council last night. It has just been a busy, busy, busy few days here with me. But I did pay attention to it. And, it's batting 1,000. I thought that was right. I did not, Matt's out there listening this morning, but I did pay attention to it last night. And first of all, thing I want to say, these live streams that happen, when you're in the room, there's a lot of different things on the live stream that you do not pick up on. And I don't know if the live stream's a good thing or not. I really think the city should reconsider doing away with that. And I know a lot of people don't like that because they pay attention that way. But there is a completely different atmosphere in the room. And it's almost like you're looking at two different meetings as opposed to watching it on the live stream. I don't know if that live stream is a good idea or not. I understand we're in the technological age, but I don't know. I would not do that every week and stop going to the meetings. I just think there's a problem there. But if I'm wrong about any of this, somebody pointed out to me. Now the big deal last night was with the auditor. And as near as I could tell from what I was watching in between the other things I was doing is that the auditor did not show up last night. Now, a lot of people said that they felt that she should not show up. So, I don't know that that was any big whoop-de-doo. And then we seem to have some more bashing of the auditor, which has become a very, I think it's the city council's favorite pastime. Even when she's not there. So that was a real brave thing to do last night, bash the auditor when she's not even there. So that went on, which again proves to me that really it's just a Roman circus down there. I think they like to hear themselves talk, and I think they like to put on a show, because if you really didn't like the job she was doing and she's not in the room, why are you putting on this show? Why are you bashing her when she's not even there? She can't hear you. I mean, so again, show. And then we found out from the law director that apparently three people have signed an affidavit to have her removed. So that will be sent down to the state, and that process will happen. But again, that's a very, very, very difficult process. So it's not like that's going to happen in 5 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Now, have I missed any? Because I did not like the live stream. I'm sorry.
You didn't go to the meeting last night?
No, I didn't make it, and I tried. I don't like that live stream. I think you miss a lot.
I wasn't that you do, compared to being there in person, you do miss a lot, but you also, there's some things that you get that you might miss when you're in the room. Like, what's going, since you can see from above, you can see, like, council and what's going on in the box. When you're sitting out in the audience,
you can't necessarily see that,
but you, where you are, you get the facial expressions and all of that stuff. So there really is a difference between being in the room and watching it.
And I think you also get when they talk, like last night, it was hard for me to really get good inflection and exactly, you know, because when you look in somebody's eyes and you hear
body
how they're
language.
Talking, yeah, I can't pick up any of that on the live stream.
You can when they're being especially nasty. It's not hard at all to pick up.
Well, they must have been better last night, I guess.
Well, they were less intonated. How's that?
Yeah.
They were equally as aggressive with their speech, but they weren't quite as, they didn't inflect their voice as much last night about it. They were pretty monotone.
Well, the harsh tones,
they,
I guess.
They said they're removing her last night.
Well, I heard that, I got that, but I did not, Mark, did I miss this, or didn't Mark Russell say that they got three council members, electors?
He said three elected officials are swearing out affidavits that will be forwarded to the auditor of state, and it will be up to them to take the next step.
Right, so she's
so
really...
So they are starting the process to remove the auditor, and that's the way we found out was last night.
Right, but apparently... It's always been my understanding that that is a very difficult process.
But they're starting the very difficult process. I imagine him taking her to court into a jury trial would also be a difficult process.
Right. I mean, you can send that down there, but you really have to prove that she has almost stolen money to get her to be removed. I mean, it's not a dereliction of... the dereliction of duty... bar for an elected official is very, 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 very high.
Oh, I'm not saying it's going to work. I'm not saying... I like Miranda. I think she's a very good person. I do believe at this point... At this point, I would just quit the job and tell everybody F you. But we need someone else in there. I don't know who that someone else is because I don't know who would take this job, that job at this point. And
well,
I was doing a lot of reading about after that newspaper article that I read you yesterday of all the things that she needs to be able to submit a plan for by January 23rd. That's going to be impossible. I mean, it would be impossible for the best accountant after reading everything that she needs. You would need a team of accountants to do nothing but prepare that. It's talking about 5-year forecasts for spending and revenue and... addressing all of I think there were 120 instances that the state identified in the 20 and 21 audits. There was 120 instances that she would need to address what happened and how it will never, here's the plan to never make it happen, make sure it never happens again, or prevent it, you know, as much as you can from happening again. That's the kind of stuff that you hire Veritas to do for us, and we're out of Veritas money, and we are out of state of Ohio time.
Well, and am I correct? She wasn't there last night, right?
No, she was not there, and they talked an hour and a half worth of shit about her for not being there.
And that to me, right there, is for what I've been saying for 2 years now. It's a circus because when she's not even there to hear what you're saying. The bad comments. What you are doing now is you're putting on a show for the public. And now I want any city council members who listen to this show, I know you're putting on a show. I've seen it now. I watched it last night.
If I were Miranda, after Twyla threatening to come to my office every single day, I'd make a phone call down to the police department and tell them if she intends to come to my office every single day, I intend to file harassment charges on her. because this is my workplace and she does not need to come here and berate me, talk poorly to me. I am an elected official and I expect the same safety and protection from her as I would the general public. Well, because would I be allowed to go up and sit in Miranda's office every single day and demand answers from her? Would Twyla Lang entertain phone calls from me every single... Maybe I should do that.
Call her every morning at 7. Official.
I'm going to call her every single day. Twyla, you're going to show up to Miranda's office every single day? I'm going to call you every single day. I'm your constituent. I'm going to call you once a day. I'm going to ask you a question. If you don't have an answer for it, I'm going to call you back the next day and ask you the same question. You want to do that to Miranda, then let's play that game.
Well, here's
you want to harass somebody and berate them, I'm going to harass and berate you into doing your job. No, I'm not going to harass you. I'm going to call you once a day, and as a constituent, I should have that right.
Well, here's
she just talked herself into a daily phone call.
Well, and she better answer. And here's the thing.
I live in her ward.
That's right.
I live in Twyla Lang's ward.
And that's why she better answer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and these people...
Or call me back, because remember, they used to accuse Shabber all the time of not calling anybody back.
Well, and by the way, Mayor Bill, you don't return calls to the media either. You just don't respond.
Well, it depends on who you are.
Well, I guess.
And I'm not talking crap about Abby, because she's just lucky that she still has the end that they haven't cut her off yet.
Right. Well, because she hasn't written anything negative about him.
Yeah, she hasn't made him mad.
Do a negative story on him, Abby, and watch your access disappear. So, here's the problem. And so, they do that to the media. I mean, so, here's the problem I'm having with this. And I do not know Miranda McGinnis at all. We are not friends. But
no,
what
I've only spoken with her casually a few times, but I think she's a nice person.
And again, I am not saying that she has not made mistakes. And I am not saying that she is a competent auditor. It's not my judgment to make as the media. But the problem that I am having is they are asking her to do things now because they are in trouble. Because they have spent where they should not have spent.
Right. You didn't spend any of that money.
No, the auditor cannot spend money.
No.
So, they got
the people
themselves...
people that spent the money are city council or the administration. They are the ones that spent the money.
So, maybe three electors should start writing letters about the mayor and the city council to get them removed because of their reckless spending that has gotten them in trouble with the auditor. Because what has gotten them in the trouble with the state auditor, and let's be very clear about this, is not what the city auditor has done.
But some of it is.
Well, but
the reconciliations is the... I was just going through and reading some of the really big red flags, and this I obviously could be very much wrong, but I believe we'll move into fiscal emergency. I don't believe we'll move into fiscal watch. The red flags were already there to immediately throw us into fiscal emergency, but they don't typically do that. They give the city a chance to look like they're able to contain their own situation, but especially with wanting to remove the auditor, because I think the state would be very hesitant to throw someone into a brand new into the middle of this without them having absolute oversight.
Well, I guess my point is that, again, she, I'm not saying, has been doing her job perfectly or even near to it.
No, she has not. Let's not mince words. She's made mistakes.
Right. But what I'm saying is...
They have too.
What I'm saying is the Bill Collins, let's be very clear of the timeline here. Bill Collins asked the state to come in because the budget was so out of whack. If the budget was not out of whack, Bill Collins would have never asked them to come in. So
we got that audit back too. Remember, and we were 11 deficit funds at 8.9. I believe the state said you asked us to come in and make it look like it was your idea.
But that's not what Bill Collins says.
Well, he wouldn't tell us the truth if his life depended on it.
And that's a problem.
And so, you notice you didn't just disagree with me on that either.
Well, I'm just saying I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but what I'm saying
is... Okay, so that's enough for me that you don't know if he's telling the truth.
Well, no, because...
We have enough experience with him that we can say we're not sure if he's being honest.
Well, because if he's so all fired hot to get rid of the auditor, I don't understand why it took him calling the auditor of state to have them come in, and it
Did
wasn't...
Did you watch
well, it wasn't
the special meeting?
Well, no, when he got up and read the you know, I've called the auditor of state and asked them to come in because
of
our...
Did you hear the 5:30 meeting, though, the special meeting?
No, no, I didn't hear that, no.
Okay, so if you've been listening to that one, see, Spears, this is where live stream is interesting. If you had been listening to that one, Twyla said, I think it might have been before, it was before that one, or it was before regular city council. But it was chitter chatter that was being picked up on live stream that they didn't know about. And Twyla Lang, she leaned over to someone and said, see, this is on Charter City. If we'd passed the city charter, then we wouldn't be having these problems right now with the auditor. Well, yes, we would, because we would still be writing the city charter. The city charter wouldn't be passed yet, because it wouldn't go to the ballot until November. It would take a not go into effect until 2028.
Does she understand the voters voted that down, not the city council or the elected officials?
She understands that the underlings that she rules voted that down, and she doesn't understand why when she and the administration came up with such a wonderful plan to save us that the clubs that they rule, they don't understand why they didn't go along with it. But she said that.
So she can't understand.
If we pass the city charter, it was on there. People didn't want to listen to us. They didn't want. I'm telling you, it was something.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they have a grasp of what's going on.
Oh God, no. That's why we really do need the state of Ohio, and they are just absolutely terrified because even under caution or under watch, you still have some say of your spending within. You know, reason they're going to scrutinize everything. We're not going to be taking on any new debt, or we're not going to be doing any new expenditures. We're going to be working on stabilizing, paying back what we've already overborrowed and
what
we owe ourselves.
The problem is, as a news person, we're trying to report news every day where other people aren't. Now, mm-hmm. There are two separate stories going on here. One is, and this has been a long-term story now, is the auditor doing her job? Now, that's an entity of itself. The city overspending and the state of Ohio coming in here
is a different story.
And mm-hmm. and if they and those people voted to spend this money, those mm-hmm. people on council voted to approve what the mayor was doing. Mm-hmm. Those people did that. And mm-hmm. so does that show their incompetency level?
It does to me.
So I guess I don't understand what the confusion is here, and I guess what if people think that this seems to be a little bit of a commentary this morning, well, maybe it is, but it's a commentary because I don't understand how you
exactly.
can berate somebody for an hour and a half in a meeting last night who's not even in the room. You are mm-hmm. doing that for show for your constituents and the people watching on Facebook Live.
If I've been called a bully, that's full-on bully behavior. Especially when you know you're doing it live stream. It's going to be part of a permanent record. You are straight-up adult bullying another elected official for an hour and a half on Facebook.
Well, and wasn't it Twyla the week before who said, we all need to stay in our lanes.
Our own lanes.
Mm-hmm. Well, what lane were they in last night?
Her own lane is whatever she chooses for the evening.
Well, I just want to know what lane all those council members who spoke negatively of her last night were in.
I'm sorry, their true colors are showing. I saw these people this is the way they've talked to me and about me for almost 2 years. They're just now to the point that they're afraid. I'm telling you, fear is making them act like this, and they should be afraid. Because the state's going to come in, and they're going to see every ridiculous bit of stuff that we've spent money on, and they might start asking for some of it back from people that spent it on ridiculous stuff, and there will be no sacred cows left. The courts are open to having their budgets sliced and diced. The police and fire will be open to having their budgets sliced and diced.
Well, I'm sorry. I just, from what I have witnessed over the last 12 years, and I guess in the auditor's office, and these problems over the last 6 years now, what I have witnessed is that people want to blame the auditor for all their woes. Now,
what do they do when she's gone? Say she's gone tomorrow. What is someone going to just go up there and wave a magic wand and everything's going to be A-okay?
Does anybody know why she wasn't there? See, I couldn't figure out that. Is she
now,
sick?
Now, Mark Russell was kind enough to at least talk smack about her, or not talk smack about her, and say, we don't know why she's here, so let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, and
she was trying to soothe the lynch mob last night.
Well, I do want to say, and again, however you feel about Mark Russell,
I don't like him, but he did the right thing last night.
But I have always liked Mark Russell as a human being. He's always been nice enough to me, but he was the only one who did the right thing last night.
Yes.
The only
one. I don't even like the guy, and I just said he did the right thing.
So, Mark Russell, I don't know if you're listening, but you handled that properly last night, and I assume it was because of all your years of being there and the embarrassment of what you were watching, what was happening.
Well, he kind of stopped it the week before, too, when he said, let's give the auditor a chance and give the administration a chance. He stood up and stopped the adult bullying.
I give Mark Russell a lot of credit last night. I give him a lot of, because it's hard when the lynch mob's out there like it was last night for him to stand up and tell them, hey, relax. We don't even know why she's not here. You know, and by the way, whatever people want to believe, the super flu and the COVID is making a comeback. I'll get to this whole doctor situation later on in the show. But it is making a comeback, mm-hmm. and she could be sick.
Someone from Whirlpool had to go to the emergency room because they could not stop vomiting. And they said that they were basically prioritizing you by how bad your vomiting was when you got there. Because there were so many people there. Sick and dehydrated.
Oh yeah, well that's
basically your level of near death was how quickly you were seeing. That's how many sick people there
were.
Well,
and that's kind of one of the stories that I've been following lately. And I don't know how many statistics I should give out at this point, but I will just say this to people right now who are interested in Marion General Hospital. I have been told, now again, this is not a news report, but I have been told by people in Marion General Hospital that they are operating right now at 150%. Mm. And they have not operated at that rate since the pandemic.
Now, see, I'd not even heard that they were being overran. I knew they were busy.
Now, again, this is not from anybody in authority there.
Right.
But this is from somebody who works there.
Who would know?
Right, and I have also been told by that person that they are having panic attacks because it is throwing them back to the COVID times, what's going now. And I've also been told, again, it could all be rumor, I'm not saying this is fact, but the same person, I can't remember the exact number, but it was in the 50s, that's how many people are waiting for beds in the ER. So
the story about being, the closer to death you were, the sooner you would see a doctor that day was true.
Yeah, well, according to this person.
Maybe Miranda was sick.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or one of her kids were sick, or her husband was sick. So,
maybe she was going through some report for 14 hours so people's pay would be right. For the people listening that didn't listen to City Council last night, one of the reports that she has to fix or someone in her office has to fix manually has 7,000 lines.
Yeah.
And she has to enter it manually.
Well, so...
And they're mad at her for not showing up and getting her ass chewed for an hour and a half last night.
Well, so I find that just very... And you know what? I'll have that conversation with any City Council person who wants to call in. I'll have that conversation with any City Council person who wants to have it after a meeting next week. Because that was embarrassing last night to watch them do that with her. It's embarrassing when she's in the room, but it was embarrassing last night when she wasn't in the room. It was that, and Mark Russell, the law director for the city, certainly knew it was embarrassing, and that's why he tried to stop it.
And he was even the one that announced that they were taking steps to remove her, and he was still like, if we could not talk crap about her, that'd be great in a roundabout way.
So what they are doing, Twyla was part of it, but who else would you say was leading that charge last night?
Twyla and Collins.
Collins, yeah. There's your mayor. The mayor who doesn't
Collins.
Like to speak, by the way, on the program here.
The administration, Twyla and Collins.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think
no one else joined in. Even the people that were there about their paychecks that are rightfully have every right to be angry. I would be so livid that I probably would make a trip to somebody's office every single day. But even they weren't calling Miranda names or berating her, or they were just asking for answers, and they didn't like what they're hearing. They're like, okay, you can say all those things, but what are you going to do about our paychecks?
And I have no problem with those people.
No, they should be there.
Yes.
But what answer did they get last night about their paychecks? None.
Nothing. And again, at some point, you're the mayor. You're the mayor. The buck stops with you.
Yes.
So your answer is what? How many times has the mayor went down to the auditor's office in the last week? How many times has the budget director...
He's done a whole lot of emailing behind her back.
I understand. Well, that's another thing. I don't understand that. I do not understand what they think they're accomplishing by being not up front.
Saboteurs.
Well, they're just not being up...
I feel like they're trying to sabotage her at this point.
Well, they're just not being up front. And I really... And you know what? Truthfully, in the media, because after, you know, a lot of years of doing this, I've seen many councils. And there have been times when I have thought, well, that speech seemed more like a show than a real piece of legislation or something that needed to be done. But I could say, well, I really don't know. Maybe that's truly how they felt. Well, when somebody's not in the room and you spend that kind of time bashing them, and it's clear we already know how you feel about her, there's no doubt about it, that's a show last night. And if they don't understand that, there's a problem.
It was embarrassing, but that's what we're going to have 2 years of. And I've decided, unless there's something actually really worse, and I knew last night was going to be, since it was going to be payroll related, I figured it would be city employee heavy, which I don't have an issue with, but I figured, you know, they would be airing their concerns. And ever since vacation, my energy has just been better. And, like, you know how that place can just suck the soul right out of you some Monday nights. So I didn't want to be in the middle of it last night.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
I'm glad I didn't go.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. As I have said before, media has not gotten up and asked questions in the past because years ago we decided that it was best just to catch people after the meeting, and I do still think that's the best way. But there are a lot of questions that these people tend not to want to answer. And questions are like, why are you wasting 90 minutes bashing somebody who's not here? Twyla Lang, when you keep saying we... Is that you and the mayor? Because you gave a speech that said all city council people need to stay in their own lane, the administration needs to be in their own lane, and the auditor needs to be in her own lane. Are you part of the administration?
And then quoted in the newspaper as, I'm sure the administration has their part of the plan ready to go.
Well, and by the way, if any of them feel that I'm misrepresenting anything they said, call in right now. But you cannot do these things... And continue to not answer questions. You guys don't answer questions.
Right.
You answer the questions you want to answer, but you don't answer the questions.
How many times have they just stood and stared at me like they had no idea what I was saying when I was asking legitimate questions?
Twyla.
They just didn't want to answer.
Twyla, Mayor Collins, why did you think a $10,000 party in the park in August was a good idea, and why did every member of council vote for it except Jason Schauber if you thought there was financial problems in the city and the auditor didn't know her rear end from her elbow? Why would you vote for that?
Why would you spend any money? If you thought the person that was keeping your checkbook didn't know their butt from a hole in the ground, why would you continue to have them write checks?
And why would you continue to let the Night Moves bus run if you had no idea, which is what they claim, you had no idea it was losing money from the beginning, which we now know it was?
If they didn't know that was losing money from the beginning, then they don't have any business collecting a government paycheck.
Well, I'm just confused on where their business sense is. Because the auditor's job is not to decide whether that goes on or not. Her job's to pay that.
Pay the bills.
Their job...
Why did they decide to put ADP install ADP into her office and take one of her employees away from her.
I just don't understand it. I do not understand why they did, if they have known from the time, and Mayor Collins too. Mayor Collins, let's not forget past, because I think sometimes we're the United States of amnesia. We don't remember what happens in the past.
That's the truth.
Mayor Collins tried to get this auditor, before he ever took office, to take a job in the transit department.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, he did
so
that.
So he could appoint her replacement.
Right. And he knew he was trying to do that because
he
felt...
bribing a public official, but...
Right. But he did that because he felt that she was not up to the job. So we absolutely knew from day one that he knew she wasn't up to the job.
Mm-hmm.
So why...
from day one, why have we waited into year three now? I mean, 24, 25, we're into year three now to do something.
Well, why did you believe anything she ever said? Because when you're doing your budgets...
Yeah.
Why did you believe anything?
I didn't want to hear from the beginning. Why would I... Again, if you the person that's holding your checkbook doesn't know what they're doing, why would you continue to ask them to write checks?
And believe their numbers.
And believe their numbers.
So, you know what? They got to be culpable for that, too.
Yes. Oh, this is not, and that's the thing. They're making themselves look worse and worse and worse by trying to blame it on one person. First off, leaders don't do that. They share the blame, but they don't continually point fingers at somebody with no solution. Because what solution did he offer last night?
None. Well, I thought he had to. I thought he had to.
Well, I thought Miranda did, too.
Well, I guess
nobody. So that was a pointless meeting that was called and didn't start till 15. It was 15 minutes late. So, respect people's time.
Well, I guess here's my final point on this morning. My final point is that, you know, whatever they do from here is whatever they do from here. But these people, make it very clear, do not like to be questioned. These people do not believe they've done anything wrong. And let's also be very clear on the facts. The auditor, yes, there's issues reconciling the books.
Yes.
And maybe there are other issues in that office as well. But the auditor does not spend money. The budget problems and the revenue problems in the city of Marion are just like they are in the county. They're brought on by the people you elect.
Yes. She has nothing to do with collecting money or choosing how it gets spent, only spending it.
And again, as I say, I'm sorry to have to operate in this tone this morning, but I don't think the listening audience or the voters quite understand what's going on because...
Hand the paper, y'all.
Well, I'm just, whatever, when I watch what happened last night, that to me was not a lot of truth. It was more... a show. It's a show to make you believe that all Marion's troubles lie within the auditor. But also,
they're afraid. They are afraid.
Yeah, but also, can somebody tell me why this is? And I'm not saying anything about any previous auditor. I'm grouping every auditor in Marion's history. Why is this the only auditor? Is it because she's the current that they ever bring up who's had problems? Because other auditors have had problems before.
Well, and I think they fail to... I'll bring up other auditors. They fail to forget that why the state is actually here right now is because of Robert Landon. So
well, and let's...
keep pointing fingers at her, but who got us to the state of Ohio being up in our business?
And by the way,
her in office. Why is she in office? Because of Robert Landon.
And by the way, let's be clear. How many of these council people endorsed and voted
Robert Landon
for somebody of their own party?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and by the way, let's also be clear. Miranda McGinnis is in this job because we had an auditor resign, and Miranda was appointed by the Republican Party of Marion.
Yep.
So,
yep.
They never seem to want to put that in there. They never seem to want to mention that. They are the Republican Party of Marion. They go to those meetings. Who do you think asked all these people to run? It's the Republican Party of Marion. Now, I'd like to bash the Democratic Party, but I'm not even sure they exist anymore.
Yeah, well, then wouldn't know where to start, would you? Like, who? I mean,
I don't even know who you go for.
Yeah, who do I call once a day and tell them I'm displeased with their behavior?
Yeah. So, you know, let's be factual. Let's be factual in that your party leadership appointed this woman. Because everybody can say, she had no experience. She didn't know what she was doing.
Well,
it was good. It was good enough for the Marion, Ohio Republican Party to give her the job.
People underestimate the skill and expertise required to do a job such as auditor. And they put people like Landon and McGinnis. And again, I like McGinnis as a person, so I'm not being hateful towards her. But they put people in there that have no ability or no training or skills to do the job. And this is where we are. I mean, this would be like picking somebody up off the side of the road and making them a doctor and then wondering why people are dying.
Well,
I mean, it really is. I know that as a city, we only require, and in the past, we've not had these issues because, as I've said many times, the people that work in the auditor's office typically become the auditor once the auditor retires. Yeah, so they've had years of experience of moving up in the auditor's office.
So here we are.
And here we are.
And here we are. So that's last night's meeting. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And that's just what I witnessed last night from trying to pay attention to this thing on the live stream. So, you know, if somebody else has a different opinion or some kind of different nuance on this, or somebody from city council or city hall would like to refute what I'm saying here, because apparently they like to be very vocal. They were very vocal last night for 90 minutes. I don't know why they can't be vocal with me. You know, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me why you thought that was a good idea last night for 90 minutes to defame somebody who was not there. Explain that to me. Because I would feel the same way about anybody who wasn't there and somebody who kept laying into them in that particular way. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And at what point does anybody else take any fiscal responsibility for the city of Marion? It cannot be all laying within the auditor. It just can't. You know, and that goes for any past auditor, too. I don't know how you blame the auditor for all your problems. Now, you can certainly blame them for some of your problems, but I don't know how you blame them for all of your problems. Maybe you are feeling a little, I guess, maybe guilty or inadequate yourself in the job you're doing. And you know, the old phrase is, you know, elections have consequences. Well, I think elections have consequences for all of these people. And by the way, Miranda's an independent. So, you know, anybody who wants to say anything in regard to, you know, this is favoring the Democrats, she's an independent appointed by the Republican Party. I mean, I don't even understand why don't they ever bring that up? Well, because it doesn't fit what they're saying all the time. Sorry, just doesn't. So here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I forgot to tell you that I looked up to see what happens if she does actually get removed.
Yeah.
And the mayor gets to pick her replacement and council gets to vote on it. So maybe that's the reason why they're pushing the issue so much now.
Why, I can't imagine who would
want the job.
Yeah, who would want that job?
I don't know either, because you look at it this way. From day one, you're going to be Collins, Twilight, and the state's bitch, but primarily the state. So it would be a horrible job to take.
And it has to be somebody who lives in Marion, which during the Charter City discussion, we were told that nobody's qualified in Marion to do the job.
Right, that's why we needed to look outside the county. And
right,
see, well,
so I guess
statewide, regionally, whatever.
I guess she'll be appointing another unqualified person.
And so it goes.
Take
care again.
Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe I'm missing something along the way here. You can be as down on the auditor as you want, and you can think she's not doing her job all day long. But I do not understand what does this constant public berating serve? What purpose does it serve? What should have happened last night was, hey, we've got three electors to send to the state of Ohio to start the process to remove the auditor of Marion. That's all that needed to be said. Everything else last night was show. It was absolute show. It was a waste of time. Means nothing. And the fact that that was done, how many times do we have to keep hearing the same thing over and over? Maybe there's a reason these people don't want to come on shows, live shows, where what they say actually means something. Maybe they don't want to do it because they're afraid of what they would say. Or maybe they're afraid of what they'd be asked. I'm sorry to say that, but, Jack Kellogg wasn't afraid. Mayor Schertzer wasn't afraid. And there's a long list of city council people who are not afraid down through the years. And I can't confirm that anybody's afraid, but I'm starting to wonder. If you're in that administration and your city is in such bad financial shape that the auditor of state has asked you to put together a plan and you've had to slash budgets and departments, essentially, that you funded, like downtown Marion, if you've had to do that, I think you'd be wanting to talk as to why that happened. Where they talk is in a city council meeting where nobody's asking any questions and they can just get up and soliloquy on for 15 minutes personally attacking another elected official. Like it's election time or something. I just don't know. It certainly would not be seen as acceptable behavior by a lot of people. Just plain and simple. And I don't care what party you're from. If you think that is the right thing to do to another fellow human being, I think you need to look in the mirror. I really think you need to look in the mirror. If you don't want her in the job, you've signed the papers, you're sending it to Columbus, you're going to try to get her removed. That's all that needed to be said last night. That's all that needed to be said. Because you didn't offer any solutions to anything. You didn't. What was the solution last night besides remove the auditor? I'd love to hear it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm busting up your rant session again.
Well, that's
but
okay.
I'm enjoying it, just so you know. I wanted to point out that if they behaved like this in the real world and you talked to another coworker, whether they were your subordinate, your equal, or your boss, you would likely be written up, possibly fired.
Isn't there an HR department in City Hall?
Not for elected officials, there's not. And no, there's not really. There's a woman that handles paperwork and that's it. So no, there's really not a complaint department. Since it's all unionized, it's pretty much all union grievances.
Well, where's the...
If you talk to someone at your job like that or someone talked to you like that, would they be...
No, you
if
couldn't.
If they did it more than once, would they have a job?
You couldn't do it. You would be in the HR head's office.
And if you did it more than once, you would be out the door.
Yes, and you are allowed to voice your opinion, but what you can't do is keep doing that over and over and over and over.
Yell and name call and threaten to show up at their office every single day, that sort of thing.
What does that prove? I guess I don't even understand what it proves. Does that prove that you're there fighting for the citizens of Marion? Okay.
Sounded but threatening to me.
Well, but
if someone that was calling me names and being that hostile was threatening to come to my office at my place of employment every single day, I don't care who they are. Just the fact that she's a city council person doesn't alleviate her from harassment laws. You know.
Well, what I would like to know.
Come to my office and be a bitch just because somebody elected you every single day.
Well, what I would like to know is that how you deal with elected officials? Because you know, if I want.
Sandra works at a church. Is that how she deals with the parishioners that don't pay their tithes?
Well, if I feel, so I guess my tact is, if I feel that one of these people will not answer my questions, I should call them every day and badmouth them in public as often as I can until...
When I do that, I'm negative Nelly. I get Facebook posts made about me and everything else. Well, I didn't even call anybody every day, but when I make negative comments that are true... I'm labeled as the town whatever. When they do it for an hour and a half and collect a paycheck of taxpayer money while they're doing it, perfectly acceptable.
I don't get it, and I don't think anybody should be spoken to that in life. You know,
like how they lead the meeting with a prayer talking about unity and love and God's guidance, and then they get right in the ring and start bashing on the auditor. Well, that was actually after an hour and a half of bashing on the auditor, 45 minutes bashing on the auditor. Then we pray and thank God for all of his goodness, and then we get right back into bashing the auditor.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty disgusting, too. So for all you Christian folks out there, you might want to take a step back and take a look at that, how you just you totally, totally decimated someone's character for 45 minutes, got up, shook it off, said a little prayer, and then got right back down to it. That's disgusting. And that's the reason why people like me don't go to church. And that's the reason why the religious nuns in the United States, N-O-N-E, are the largest growing denomination.
And by the way, I do want to mention before this hour is up that we went through this because Miranda came on the show and there was an accusation, I'm trying to remember it exactly, but that
we did go through this once and I got up and asked, remember?
Yeah, well, yeah, but they were going to remove her. That they were starting the process to remove her, and I believe somebody said that they heard on the radio.
I got up and asked. That was me.
Right, but the answer was that they had heard on the radio that somebody was that the people downtown were trying to get the auditor removed, and that was absolutely not true. And
yes,
that
I asked. So is the auditor being removed? Because the people of Marion have the right to know that. And they told me to my face, no, the auditor, Mark Russell, no, the auditor is not being removed. That's not going on. That's rumor.
So what has changed except their rear ends being in the frying pan because of the auditor of state?
The rear ends being in the frying pan because when you've sat in office for 2 years and allowed that to go on, I mean, you're claiming dereliction of duty and all these, they are. They're claiming dereliction of duty and all these other things. You know, they've accused her of malfeasance and all this other stuff. I can't even remember all the felonies they've accused her of. And you're accusing somebody of all these things, but you're not doing anything to stop them. That probably wouldn't look too good in the eyes of the state of Ohio.
And by the way, did they ever say who the three electors were?
No.
Okay, I was curious. Why didn't they say that? I mean, they don't have to, but if they're so proud of it, why didn't they do it?
They should have to. They should have to tell us which one of our elected officials feel that the other elected officials...
I'd like to know which three of those people did that.
I'm going with Collins, Twyla, and either Barr or Ralph Smith. Now, if Collins didn't interject himself in it, then I'm going with Twyla, Barr, and Ralph.
Okay. Well, there's your group. Take a look at that.
And we'll find out, because it's I mean, it will have to be public record. They'll have to tell us. But it's pretty cowardly of them not to do it last night when they were so willing to drag her through the mud for an hour and a half.
And they're still talking about Charter City, which was defeated by the voters.
Hey, the people wanted Charter City. We just didn't know it, damn it.
Apparently we didn't know it. I guess. We'll see. Thanks.
Hi, Scott.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Sean Kraft has joined me here in studio. He'll be with me next hour. We only got about a minute left here in this hour. But do you think, no matter how badly somebody's doing in their job, the auditor, that if she's not at the meeting, that they should spend an hour and a half berating her, and she's not even at the meeting?
No.
No. So, I mean, how do we even get to this point?
Well, lack of communication is one of them. I think our system's broken. Definitely need to work on the system.
And where are the people who want to speak on this? I mean, they speak last night for an hour and a half. You have an open invitation to come on this show. Where are you?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they'd like to speak to the Marion Star because they can send an email in and get it printed. But where are you on a live show where you actually have to answer a question in real time?
Right.
You know, we'll be back.
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice...